Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sophie.
I'm Yelly.
And this is She's All Fart,
the podcast for fart positivity, radical poops, and potty vibes only.
Fatmily, we got so much positive feedback from our hashtag Just Fat Things bathroom episode that we decided to take a leap of faith.
Which is also what I call leaving the house without Pepto-Bismol.
But same. That Yelly, our leap of faith is we're pivoting to potty vibes only.
She's All Fat is becoming She's All Fart.
Body positivity, try a whole podcast about IBS. April freaking Fool's, Fatmily.
Gotcha. I mean, we're still a pod that covers bathroom stuff, but it simply can't be body vibes only.
That'd just be too close to my personal life. But what we do have for you today is an April Fool's treat, a bonus minisode with extra hashtag Just Fat Things content.
Including some stuff we've heard from you, the Fatmily, after our bathroom ep and some really good bonus content from our interview with Kevin Bay.
Before we get into it, just a reminder that we will be taking a short break from our regular production schedule for the next 3 weeks.
But don't worry, we have lots of good stuff lined up for you from our friends of the pod while we're away.
I'm dying to say She's All Fart again. She's All Fart. Yelly, let's get into it. What kinds of things have we been hearing from the Fatmily?
We've been getting lots of love from folks in our Instagram DMs about how we all struggle with potty problems, and we honestly love to hear it. Our goal as a team for that episode was to make everyone feel a little bit less alone, so we're really happy that y'all enjoyed that. There's also been lots of folks who have either bought bidets or are considering buying one, and we're so happy to have started the Fat Bidet Revolution.
I am such a bidet stan. I am so glad to hear that. Everyone's tushies are going to be feeling a lot more plushy, and I don't even have a tushy, so. Yes, we also got this incredible detailed email from Fatmily member Pamela Denman, who runs Pammy Plus Parks, your guide to plus size and accessible travel to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando, and beyond.
So here's what Pamela said. During the 3 years I've been running the Pammy Plus Parks YouTube channel, I've had lots of interactions with viewers regarding bathroom woes in theme parks. I apologize for the large info dump, pun intended. And I hope it's along the lines of what you're looking for. So she's got lots of different info here.
Wow. Thank you for all of this info, Pammy. I'm going to read a couple highlights and we will put more of this in a link in our show notes for y'all to read.
Something that at least you and I didn't mention when we did the bathroom episode was that the accessible stall in the bathroom is just designed for anyone who can't fit into a standard stall. So regardless of whether or not you have mobility concerns, if the standard stalls don't accommodate fat bodies, you can still use that stall. Like, just, you know, use the bigger stall.
The stall is for accessibility, and if you need it for accessibility, then you can use it for accessibility. I think a lot of people feel like they don't deserve to use it. She says here a lot of people who write her claim they don't deserve to use an accessible stall, and I want all of us to remember that if you need an accessibility tool, you can use an accessibility tool.
Heck, that's yeah. Fine.
Another thing that Pamela wrote in about is that people are worried about smelling bad in the bathroom, especially after walking around and being sweaty. So what does she tell us about that?
Yeah. So first thing she says is that She reminds us that literally everybody stinks.
True, especially at the parks. Everyone smells bad there.
Yeah, everyone's smelly at Disney. And I think that it's, I mean, it's important to remember that a lot of the times if thin folks are smelly, then they are sporty and cute. But if fat folks are smelly, it's like a completely different perspective on that because fat phobia. So that's something to remember. But also, don't have to be ashamed of it.
Yes.
Your body's just doing what it does.
100%. And then she also sent over a couple tips. We will put more details again in the show notes, but they're simply take a shower, get your undercarriage dry. I love that she used this term. And she suggests using a fan or the cool setting on your hair dryer, which I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I use the hair dryer to get everything dry.
That's something that I have to do after I shower is like wipe my like undercarriage several yes. times because it just doesn't dry the first time.
Same. It gets like it stays damp and then that can be a hot spot for yeast. Yeah. You don't want that to happen. Pamela also recommends finding a deodorant that you can use in those areas that's safe for your body. Finding some wipes that you can bring with you that might help you feel a little bit more fresh. And incontinency pads, which is something I've never considered. She says they're her secret weapon, and for people with vulvas, this can be helpful if you get long ones. They absorb sweat and odors from front to back and can be changed frequently throughout the day. So there's some tips there if you're going to have a big sweaty day in the parks. Pamela also wrote us a passionate defense of that we have to stop thinking about these bathroom fears are exclusive to fat people because fat people aren't just stinky. Oh, I think a lot of fat people are worried about smelling bad and being gross, like we talked about in the episode. And you know what? Everyone stinks and is gross. That's just our bodies. Thank you so much, Pammy Plus Parks, for all of this insight. You can support Pamela on Patreon at Pammy Plus Parks and find them everywhere at Pammy Plus Parks on social. And we will link everything in the show notes.
So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more She's All Fart.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back.
It's time for the royal flush. Some bonus shit talk from the hashtag Just Fat Things episode.
Lynn is comedy. Hire Lynn as a comedy writer. First up, Yelly reveals something she and I have in common. We answer a listener cue, and then it's more menstruation woes with Kevin Bay.
Do you ever, this going back to poop, but whenever I poop, I have to like take like physically part my butt cheeks before I sit down to make like a pathway for the poop to exit. And Haley thinks it's the silliest, funniest thing ever whenever I do it. And we just kind of like giggle about it. But it's like, no, I need to do it or else it's just a mess.
So I do that too.
I think.
Oh, 100%. I do that too. Wow, the things we never knew we had in common until this episode.
Okay, so this Hannah asked for biodegradable or environmentally friendly booty suggestions. I mean, I don't know. I guess we could even as fat people, we could be doing that thing that people do where they have like family cloths or whatever. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's for me. But if you care very much about being biodegradable, then there are plenty of earth-friendly blogs that can help you figure that out. I've seen it a lot on those Mormon mommy blogs that I watch. Not specifically Mormon ones, but like all the farmer ones that I watch that are about sustainability. They talk a lot about this.
Circling back to the period thing, one of our family members suggested Revlundies as a size and gender inclusive brand of menstrual underwear, because a lot of people in our group, in our Facebook group, were talking about how a lot of menstrual underwear doesn't have plus sizes and only comes in aggressively feminine cuts and styles.
Wasn't that the Thinks controversy? Didn't like the CEO or founder of Thinks or whatever, it was found out that she was like, we don't want to make our period panties above a size 2X or something
I'm sure. I don't know. I'm not read up on it.
I've never used period underwears.
I never have either, because I couldn't find one in my size.
There's that. And also, like, I don't know how they work.
I think the idea, okay, this is a little bit like, you know, we're two people talking about something neither of us have used.
Right. Like, people but... like, have you thought about period underwear? And I'm like, is that just like underwear I don't care about staining? Or like, what is that? And if somebody says to me, oh, it's an underwear that like absorbs and never stains or whatever, I'd be like, why don't they just make all underwear like that? Like,
well, I think there's like pad material inside the gusset and you have to like wash it specially, I think, is the difference. But I don't really know, because I've never used it.
When you say wash it specially, like, is there like a special soap, or like, is there a ritual?
Yes, you have to perform the blood moon ritual and turn around 3 times.
God, not this crap again.
I just mean like blood comes out best in cold water, and I assume that you can't be too like harsh with them because there's a lot
of
construction.
I like how readily you know that blood comes out best in cold water. You like drop that super casually. I'm like,
Well, listen, I stained a lot of underwear and like bled through a lot of pants because I had like alternately no period and super heavy period.
I mean, the alibi checks out, but
well, my mom, it's like one of the few cleaning things I know, because I had to learn it, because in case I was, the real reason I wanted to learn that was if I was at school and I bled through my pants, you know, I wanted to know what was going to get me out of there the safest. But, you know, plenty of my stuff from when I was having more periods has tons of blood stains, because it doesn't really come out unless you like use a lot of soap and whatever. The point is that I think like period underwear seems like it wouldn't hold up for too many washings, you know? I don't know. Again, I haven't used them, so I don't know.
Listeners, you should tell us about period underwear. Obviously, we don't understand anything.
We don't understand.
I'm like, what is a period? Is that a diaper? Like, what is, I don't, the other thing is, I feel like I should mention for a lot of people, like, because I know a lot of AFABs, a lot of people with that genital configuration also experience, of all sizes, but I know, like, incontinence is a huge issue. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure that's, like, a bathroom woe that, like, a disability, a fat disabled activist could probably speak
talk
to
more.
You more accurately than I can. I was just thinking that, because like, are period panties just a diaper?
Maybe
like,
they help with that too. I mean, I have no idea.
Would they work as that? Because I have a dear friend who has embarrassment about her incontinence issues, and if period panties would work for her, that would be so
cool,
listeners. So
let us know, please.
At me on Twitter. Let me know.
The only thing I know about them is a video I watched one time where somebody tried on like 4 different styles of them. And then I remember looking them up and being like, well, they don't come in my size. So, but also now I haven't gotten a period in years, like I said, because of my fill. So I don't know. I was wondering if they, for some people, might be, if having to go buy like tampons and pads feels really bad, I thought it might be another option that I hope people know about, you know?
It would be really useful if I was having to use public men's restrooms, because those have, you know how when you go in the ladies' room, you guys have like your special tampon trash can that's in the stall?
Yes.
They don't put those in the men's stalls.
Uh-huh.
Right. So period panties, probably period underpants probably would be really helpful for a lot of trans masculine people using that for sure. But I don't have to use public restrooms very often in this the age in this of time. Whatever.
Same. Those little boxes are the bane of my life when you try to go to the bathroom in a small stall because they're always hitting your leg. They always hit your leg. And then I'm like, great, I've got blood. Someone else's blood particles on my leg now because I'm too fat for this fucking stall.
Touching this horrible trash can. But I'm just going to let you know, though, you do miss the trash can sometimes when you're like, oh.
There's that makes sense.
Some dudes washing their hands and I need to somehow, like, sly carry out this toilet paper wrapped tampon.
Oh, my God.
And, like, put it in the trash can and then cover it with napkins, cover it with paper towels before anyone sees it. And just just nightmare town. Like,
okay, I just had a random thought that might be an idea, but also obviously I'm not the expert in this experience, so it might be a very uneducated idea. What if you carried a couple like dog poop bags around with you? And you could put that.
Do you
like,
think
in
it the... might be a little weird for the guys at the sink if a guy came out of a stall with a dog poop bag?
No. You put it in the dog poop bag, and then you put it back in your pocket or whatever because it's in the bag. And then when you're walking around outside, you just like toss something in the trash can. You know? Damn it! Is that a foolish idea?
I don't think I would do that.
But you're like, yes. Don't suggest that to anyone. I'm trying to think of what I would do in this situation. There have been times when I wished I had some other way to throw a tampon away. Not in the same situation, obviously, but like I've considered putting a couple dog poop babs in my purse is all I'm saying.
It's like scary when you're trans, because you don't want to like run into that transphobic Seattle Greyhound guard. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to you're like, the last thing I want is for some dude to be like, not a real man, attack. And you're just
God.
Please, no, I'm just old and I have to pee.
and your back hurts and you want a soaking tub.
I'm old.
Oh my gosh. Please roast me in the comments for this dog idea, poop bag idea. But I'm telling you, I thought
about
it before because...
Maybe it would work. No, like, I had this, like, image in my head of me, like, coming out of the stall, like, super casual with my little, like, tied-off dog poop baggie and, like, tossing in the trash can and then turning, like, hey, guys, and, like, washing my I don't know why my brain went immediately there. I was like, I don't think that would make things less weird.
I've thought about it before when I've been at someone else's house and had to change a tampon. And if they didn't have a liner in their trash can, I felt bad about putting the this is truly a bathroom
why
problem.
Why don't people put liners in their trash cans?
Listen, I don't know, but I'm just hitting my 30s. So I know I've known a lot of people in their 20s. So peeps, people don't.
Why would you put a trash can in your bathroom, but not
a liner? I don't know if it's like a wicker one or like a plastic one. I don't know.
Feel like if you're going to have like a struggle bathroom trash bag situation, it's just like a paper grocery store bag, right? Like if you have like a struggle.
Better.
What are you all doing? Like, you're like, I need this home decor. I need to complete the vibe in my bathroom, but I don't want it to be functional. Like,
that's when I thought of it before. Like, I should have somehow intuited I would have needed this and put a couple doggy bags in my purse so then I could tie it up and put it in the trash.
Do you have anxiety? Because then, like,
yeah, duh.
Okay, no. It's fine. I get it now. It's cool. I was like... It's like, this is a very elaborate, like, plan. This is like a specific worry.
And that's been She's All Fart.
Please tell us if you believed our April Fool's prank, or if you didn't. Our producer, Lynn, has been planning this joke for over a year.
More like producer or poo-deucer.
Thank you, Sophie. This is producer Lynn. I want to give a quick shout out to the performer who sang our She's All Fart theme song. We got a little voice memo from them telling us where you can find them. Here's Kat.
Hi, I'm Kat. You might have heard my voice during the Holiday Extravaganza episode. If you'd like to follow my music, work with me, or just say hey, follow me on Instagram at @catsarethefuture. Bye!
Even though we're not pivoting to a poop-only podcast, a PooCast, we could still use your support on Patreon and Apple PooCast.
When you join our Patreon at Team Paisley Moo Moo for $7 a month, you get access to our private Facebook group, our close friends story on Insta, and bonus weekly minisodes. It's a great way to get some extra content, especially if you're going to miss us the next few weeks and need some more SAF goodness in your feed.
And those minisodes are even more unhinged than our prank minisode. We'd also love it if you left us a review on Apple PooCast. It helps more listeners find the show so we can grow the fart molly.
Speaking of the fartmoly, let's shout out some of our beloved Pootrins.
Jenny Romero, we love you, Jenny, big star in the Facebook group.
Katie Wilcox.
Lucia Riffle.
Ellen Soika.
Joanne Suelman.
Elizabeth Lovner.
Melissa Cameron.
Hannah Dewey.
Grace Wenk.
And Abby Dorning.
We couldn't make the show without you or our new advertiser, Pepto-Bismol. JK.
JK.
Send us the big bucks, Pepto. Bye.
She's All Fat was created by me, Sophie Carter Khan, and April K. Cuillo, who graduated. We are an independent production. If you'd like to support the work we do, you can join our Patreon by visiting patreon.com/she'sallfatpod. When you pledge to be a supporter, you'll get all sorts of goodies and extra content. Please make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's super important in making sure people find the show so we can grow the family. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the stuff we mentioned today. And don't forget to send us your questions at fyi@she'sallfatpod.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 213-375-5023, and we might even play it on the pod. Our episode ads are done in partnership with Acast. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can get started at acast.com. Our theme music was composed and produced by Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. Our website was designed by Jesse Fish, and our logo is by Hannah Sanger. Lynn Barbera co-produced and edited this episode. Yelly Cruz is our magical junior producer. Our thin crony forever is Maria Wertel. I'm our host and co-producer. Our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter handles are at She's All Fat Pod. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Stay safe. We love you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.